My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself. At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more. To the old me, scared and unseen, you're the reason I built this dream. Now I speak so others thrive. Turn my scars into sound. I come alive from the ashes and the breakdown. I don't run, I rise, won't back down. This
bound, every word a step, every truth profound. We don't heal in silence, we fight with grace, softness and defiance, lighting up this place.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hello, this is Edna White, and I am so glad you're with me today. Listen, this is a special edition. My season runs out at the end of May, but I thought it was very important for me to give you this little tidbit. Why is infidelity ruining so many relationships these days? ! I'll tell you why. From my experience, there is no experience. Why do I say that? Because we don't have experience, not in relationships, but in doing the things that are creative in our lives. When we get out of school, in high school, there's so many opportunities for us to travel. So many opportunities to be involved in different programs. So many opportunities for us to be creative. We don't take them. Instead, because of learned or generational patterns that says, oh, we need to be in a relationship. We need to be involved with someone. We get right into it. We get right involved in a relationship. Planning our lives out from the get-go, from 16 and 17, we start planning our lives with the white picket proverbial fence, with the 2.5 kids, with the stay at home and we got to get a house, with the not an apartment, we got to own something, with the thought of let's save and be in a dead-end job and not be an entrepreneur, with the we gotta be vested attitude. Not knowing that we are in a different generation that taught us when they said those things. So we end up in bondage in our spiritual life, in our personal life, in our business life, and in our financial life, and in our creative fun life. Those are the five pillars that we are duped in, that we are tricked out of not having. So you say, how do I get them back? I'm 20, I'm 30, I'm 50, I'm 60. Well, I always go back to the old adage. Moses used what he had in his hand. So what does that say to me? I use what I have. When I had my children and I knew that travel was important and I found out that it was important, guess who traveled with me? It may have been local. It may have been the New England states, but I began to travel and experience people, places, and things. Yes, I was still kind of imprisoned by the concept relationships have to be all of this at an early age. Who says? Who says? There's no prescription for when relationships are supposed to be so fulfilling, so nurturing. Because as I read, and as you will read, and probably already have read in Google, books, education, you could have a first love at 16. You can have a first love as a cousin to cousin. You can have a first love in your 40s. You can have a first love in your 60s. You can have a first love even in your 80s. So what does that tell me? I am the creator of what I want to have and when I want to have it. The misconception that we all experience is that we do not experience. There's a whole world out there. There's a whole world to be experienced. There's a whole world. Let's just say if we just take the U.S., 51, I think 52 maybe, states to travel to. Have we gone? Have we visited? Have we stayed 3 days at least to experience the people, places, and things? Probably not. Probably never. But there's never a better time than to start now. Yes, we do experience tragic things in our lives, and they stunt our growth. They stunt our beginning. They stunt how we relate to other people. And we've made major mistakes. And I'm going to say, like little Bill said, so, with a period. At least we made them, but I want you to look further than that and say, I got a lesson from that. I want you to look at this and really look at it. Really pay attention to it. Really say, am I getting all of what life has to offer? For example, it's Saturday. Where are you going? What are you doing? And how are you doing it? Are you going out there not to the same place you used to go? Yeah, you can go to the marina, sit and watch, but I'm talking about an event. Go to an event. Pay for an event. Be involved in an event. For example, I'm going to say, if you want to go see the R&B classics, and you heard them, maybe through your mother, you go and you listen, but this is what you do. Not only listen, listen to hear and learn and acknowledge, but get your sway on. Get your dance on. Be involved in a moment. Be happy about where you are. And I remember when I went to an R&B classics, I didn't know all the music, but I remembered it all for my mother. And I said, my mom listened to that. And guess what? I sang every word of the song. Do you know how much history this body can hold? Do you know how much history this body, this mind can hold? We are exceptional as humans, brought down here as angels to have the human experience. We have to be in a place that we're not locked in, because when we get in the coffin, when we die, we either in a coffin or we're burned, let go and let free. Either way, we have to have that experience. Either way, that's the final closure to things. Life is not closure. Life is expansion. It's knowledge. It's ever growing. It's ever recording, writing, artistically drawing. It's all of that and more. Yes, there are things that are freakishly crazy in the world. Yes, there are things that are harmful and you have to be cautious about. But when you set your intention that every morning you get up, this is going to be a great day. I teach my grandchildren that. I have taught my kids that. It's going to be a great day. Whatever you do, make it powerful and productive. That's what I told my kids. I tell my grandkids, make it fun, exciting, and loving. You have to get a mantra for every time that you open these beautiful eyes that you have, for every time that you can stretch your hands out. And maybe there'll be a pop or a pain, but guess what? That's a pop or pain that you know that's happening. And maybe you could do something about it by not eating fatty foods, or not eating fried foods, or not eating something the doctor told you not to eat. And take more care of your temple. That way you can experience more. You see, I truly believe that when we limit ourselves in our bodies, we are falling prey to what someone else says that is good for us. And we just go along with it. Let me tell you, my mom used to say to me, out of all of the six kids, you were the first one that taught me everything was different. Because if she gave me something I didn't like, I said I didn't like it. Now, granted, she fussed about it and said, you're going to eat it anyway. And I sat there and she leaned over and said, what do you want? She still knew who I was. And that went for all of my other siblings. She didn't give us what the norm was. My mother was sensitive to us. Even in the turmoil that was going on, she was sensitive to who we were as individuals. And I will say that we have to really know what we want. Those times when we wrote out, this is what we're going to be, don't change it because somebody said to you, oh, you're going to be a minister, an evangelist. You may be all of those things, but guess what? It may not be in one place. It may be all over. And in general, it may just be something different than you even imagined. So why do I tell you all this stuff today? I tell you this today to look outside of yourself. Grasp hold of fun. Something that most of us had switched off because of a trauma, because of a situation, because of someone told you you couldn't have fun. Okay? Look outside that. And as you look out the window today, which is Saturday, I think the 23rd, right? Saturday? Look outside of the window. See the sun. See the birds flying around. See the water flowing. See people walking in the park. See people talking. And you will know, outside of yourself, outside of your moaning, your groanings, there's something amazing. I want you to get outside of that. I want you to get further than that. I want you to say, listen, time up for living like somebody else says it's right. If you want to be a digital nomad and travel all over the world and make money on your computer, do just that. If you want a house in Port Jeff and it doesn't look like something's going to come about, keep thinking that. Keep believing that. Keep focused on that. If you want a commercial building, laundromat, whatever it is, gas station mixed together, focus on that. And then when you have that, have fun in doing it. Don't sway outside of fun. Don't think everything is so very serious. Yes, somebody can handle your books for you. But guess what? When you stop laughing, when you stop smiling, when you stop having fun, it is the end. You're in the box. Let every part of the box be open. So the square should look like there's open doors on all four sides. I hope that this message today did something amazing for you. This is Edna White, and I want you to like, subscribe, and put on that little bell that tells you when I'm going to say something, that you can say something back to me. You know what's happening. Thank you for listening. And I know you had a whole lot to do, but you decided to listen to me today. Thanks so much, and have an amazing, amazing life.
To the one still searching for their sound, you are not alone, you are glory bound. Let your story be the fire, let your pain be the spark. We rise together, igniting the dark.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
At Emory University, We believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.